Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, across Israel, expect clear skies and a warm afternoon. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are enjoying sunny weather, making it a perfect day to be outside. It's a bit cooler in Haifa and the north, but still pleasant. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Walla reports that Israel is ready to renew fighting against Iran after a coordination meeting with the CENTCOM command. Also from earlier today, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran and revoked an oil sanctions waiver. Iran threatens a crushing response to these strikes. Also this hour, The Forward reports that the U.S. military launched powerful strikes against Iran last night, adding to the ongoing tension between the two nations. Separately, Ynet says that the IRGC Navy reports a member killed by enemy drones as Iran confirms new strikes after the U.S. attack. And finally, Israel Hayom reports President Trump has harshly criticized Iran, declaring the ceasefire over and stating that the U.S. hit Iran much harder than before. Here's what people are saying online. Hillel Fuld, a technology entrepreneur and pro-Israel activist, shared just minutes ago that Israel must focus on uniting around a common narrative rather than playing the victim card. He emphasizes Israel's global contributions, urging people to recognize how Israeli technologies enhance lives worldwide. Arsen Ostrovsky, a political analyst, posted earlier today about President Trump's remarks on the Iran ceasefire. Trump described it as over and disparaged Iran's leadership, expressing frustration with their actions. Shanaka Anselm Pereira, a commentator, highlighted a statement made by NATO's Secretary General during a meeting with President Trump. The Secretary General described Europe as a platform for U.S. power projection, a significant remark amid the escalating tension with Iran. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's readiness to renew fighting against Iran, Walla reports that the IDF held a coordination meeting with CENTCOM. This preparation underscores the heightened tension in the region, reflecting ongoing concerns about Iran's activities. The potential for renewed conflict could impact regional stability and security. Turning to the U.S. strikes on Iran, the Times of Israel explains that they targeted air defenses, missiles, and IRGC small boats in response to attacks on tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. This escalation follows a series of provocations and marks a significant shift in U.S. policy. The revocation of the oil sanctions waiver adds economic pressure on Iran, likely affecting global oil markets. Meanwhile, The Forward adds that these strikes by the U.S. are part of an ongoing exchange with Iran. The military action further strains U.S.-Iran relations, with potential repercussions for diplomatic efforts in the region. In a related development, Ynet reports on Iran's response to the U.S. attack, noting that two military bases in Bushehr were struck with no casualties reported. Iran accuses Washington of violating agreements, a claim that could complicate future negotiations. Finally, President Trump's comments, as reported by Israel Hayom, reflect a hardening U.S. stance. His harsh rhetoric signifies a departure from diplomatic efforts, suggesting an escalation in military actions. This could lead to further destabilization and increased tension in the Middle East. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports an urgent recall for the Luxten brand spiral oven due to burn and electrocution risks, urging consumers to avoid using the product immediately. Separately, KeyTech covers fintech startup Finterest, which aims to revolutionize the wealth management market. After raising $10,000 from initial funding, the company seeks to set new standards in a $145 trillion market. And finally, Globes reports that the Recanati family has purchased control of the Maccabi Tel Aviv basketball team, increasing their stake significantly with a $50 million investment. And Gilanit. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.